You know, you mentioned that other patient who didn't get extended therapy and then unfortunately developed metastatic disease. And I think a lot of times people, and I think this maybe is the reason that so many people take chemo, for example, for minimal benefits, is they want to feel like if they develop a recurrence, they've done everything they possibly could to prevent it. And when you hear about these late recurrences and realize that maybe that could have been avoided, I mean, statistically, you know, probably is a pretty good chance, at least 1 in 3, I would guess, that that could have been avoided. You would think the patient at least should hear about it. If they don't want to take an AI, that's fine. But, you know, that way, if they recur, at least they've heard about it. Are you kind of bringing this up to most of your people in the 5 to 10 year window?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the issue is that we don't have a lot of postmenopausal women anymore who are on 5 years of tamoxifen.
Right.
So the patient population are really women who were premenopausal at diagnosis or peri and then are postmenopausal at 4 or 5 years. But I have to say that the challenge we get into is what to do with those women who still aren't quite menopausal and are at 5 years.
Right.
And that's actually a big challenge because we don't have any data to suggest we should put them into menopause. The women who are very high risk up front, who are young, I usually suppress the ovaries anyway, so I don't have as much of an issue in those women, you know, women with multi-node positive breast cancer.
You know, a lot of people are doing that, and based on our patterns of care studies, both investigators and docs in practice, a lot of people are doing that. But then you have some people who add in tamoxifen, some add in an AI, some just use the ovarian suppression. Of course, this is being looked at least one major clinical trial. What do you tend to do? Do you tend to add in tamoxifen with ovarian suppression?
Well, we were at, you know, various pieces of data coming out suggesting maybe patients with HER2-positive disease did better with aromatase inhibitors, and then data with patients who had progesterone receptor negativity, and all of that information made us very interested in ovarian suppression plus AIs in particular subsets of women. Well, subsequently, both sets of data have been largely turned over. In other words, AIs are better regardless of progesterone receptor status, and that in HER2 status, you know, HER2-positive patients, based on Matt Ellis's work, women did actually a little worse than the HER2-negative patients, regardless of what hormone therapy they got. That didn't appear to be a true advantage necessarily to an AI in that setting. So, you know, although I think that question still remains to be seen, we don't know that there are subsets that benefit. So that brought in some question. And then the other thing that has happened is that we use the GnRH agonist to suppress the ovaries. And then if you start an aromatase inhibitor, some of those women, their ovaries will turn back on again, even though they're on a GnRH agonist. We actually had one woman who was on the TEX trial, randomized to ovarian suppression and exemestane, recover her menses and had normal estradiol levels. So they actually classify that woman as a treatment failure on the study, which I thought was interesting. And we put her back on tamoxifen, kept her on the ovarian suppression, and her ovaries are suppressed. So what I do now is I use ovarian suppression and tamoxifen. And when a woman has been suppressed for 2 or 3 years, you know, kind of using a switching approach, and we want to use an aromatase inhibitor without data, then we use an AI. But it may be that the combination of ovarian suppression and tamoxifen is plenty good enough.
You know, it's interesting, both of these situations that I'm asking you to kind of present patients from are situations that people are managed completely differently today than they would be 3 years ago.
Absolutely.